This Lenten season, we will be journeying towards Holy Week, not merely as individuals, but as the church, as a community of God's beloved daughters and sons, living the gospel life together. In our individualistic culture, it is easy to lose sight of our communal identity, which dominates the scriptures. The purpose of the cross, even, is not primarily the salvation of individuals, but the creation of a salvation community that we can join. And right now, the salvation community in our place, in the United States of America, is wandering in the wilderness. We find ourselves in a culture that is constantly changing, increasingly ignorant of Jesus and the gospel, and steadily growing in the conviction that the church is irrelevant, if not harmful. Gone are the days when swimming with the cultural current would lead one directly through church doors, when calling oneself a Christian was comfortable and risk-free. There are many details of our current cultural environment worth mentioning, but all of these details remind us of one thing. We are the church in the wilderness. As Paul's words to the Corinthians show us, the wilderness and all its discomfort, hardship, and uncertainty is not just something we need to deal with before we get through to the promised land. No, it is the wilderness that God, in the wilderness that God shapes us into this holy community. And it is precisely how we live in the wilderness that makes or breaks our mission in the world. As Paul writes, the servants of God endure afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger. They endure poor reputations, are treated as imposters and unknown, are seen as dying and punished and sorrowful, impoverished and having nothing. These are God's people who experience all of these things. And when Paul says this is the day of salvation, these things might not seem like the kinds of things we would expect him to be talking about. And yet, they are. It turns out that the day of salvation can sometimes fall on the same day as the day of wilderness. In the wilderness, in times of hardship, distress, and disrepute, we learn and relearn what it means to be God's people so that we can shine the light of God's salvation to the world. So what will the world see when it watches us wander through our wilderness, as we experience distress, hardship, and uncertainty? Will they see us journeying together with the faithful defiance that we see in Paul's words? Journeying with purity and knowledge, patience and kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. Will they see us humbly relearning what it means to be God's people and to follow Jesus? Will they see us boldly proclaiming the hope of the gospel no matter how we are received? Will they see us steadfastly loving people, even people who hate us? Will they see us joyfully living the ways of God's kingdom, even when the cultural current is splashing against us? I pray that our Lenten journey would be a time of turning from lives that are just trying to get out of the wilderness and back to a comfortable environment, to a time of embracing the wilderness and the God who meets us there, a time of letting God shape us into people who can make our day of wilderness a day of salvation for the world. Let's pray. Loving and gracious God, as we endure the difficulties of wilderness, the uncertainties and the sorrows and the losses and the fears. Lord, open our eyes to look for you, to know that we are not alone, and to experience the wilderness as a place where we experience salvation and hope. And when others look at us, I pray that they would see hope and salvation as well. Amen.